I'm Yael Cassander.
WILL programming is made possible by Strawberry Fields Natural Food Store, featuring locally grown and organic produce, freshly baked breads, a coffee bar, and bulk foods department. Strawberry Fields also offers natural vitamins, health and beauty products, household cleaning products, pet foods, and an in-store nutritionist to answer questions about healthy eating.
Tiger Woods is unlikely to make the British Open cut after shooting a 4-under over 74 in the second round. Woods has missed only one cut in a major since turning pro, and that was after the death of his father at the 2006 U.S. Open. But two double bogeys on the backside today made it highly improbable he would get through to the weekend, even after he birdied two of the last three holes. The top 70 plus ties make it to the final two rounds. When Woods walked off the course, he was tied for 77th at 5 over 145. Heinrich Hossler of Germany has won the rainy 13th stage of the Tour de France in a solo breakaway, with Lance Armstrong appearing set to remain in third overall. The St. Louis Cardinals open a weekend series with the Arizona Diamondbacks at Busch Stadium tonight. The Chicago Cubs continue a road series with the Washington Nationals tonight, and Carlos Zambrano will try to put a disappointing first half behind him as he takes the mound. Zambrano won only 5 of 16 starts before the All-Star break. And Mark Burley will try to bounce back from his worst performance of the season when the Chicago White Sox host the Baltimore Orioles tonight in the opener of a 3-game series. Burley was pounded for 8 runs and 10 hits in 3 1/3 innings last Sunday in Minnesota. That's sports.
Today's programming is made possible in part by Ratio Architects, designer of the Busey Bank Main Branch renovation, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.
Coming up this afternoon on The World, delivering bad news to world leaders. It's a thankless task, especially when they're asleep. During the Bush administration, Andrew Card made the midnight visits. Across the ocean, Tony Blair's wake-up man kept Britain's leader in the loop after bedtime. The call in the middle of the night, how to wake up a world leader. That story in the day's news today on The World. The program begins at 3 o'clock. The Mexican Institute of Sound mixes mariachi with modern music and mixes languages, too, in an album called Soy Sauce. Here's Jason Bobian.
To understand the Mexican Institute of Sound, it's important to first realize that there is no institute. There isn't even a band. The entire project is the brainchild of just one guy, Camilo Lara. And Lara amuses himself by using the name, the Mexican Institute of Sound. In Spanish, the initials are almost the same as the Mexican Institute of Health, the most bureaucratic institution he could think of. It's a bit like calling yourself the Internal Revenue Service.
Because if you try to do any kind of anything with the Mexican Institute of Health, it's like it's a nightmare and it takes forever and there are a million people and you have to get a file and a date. And it's a whole part of the Mexican folklore.
His new album, Soy Sauce, drifts over a wide musical landscape. Some songs feel reminiscent of 80s British new wave. There's a love song, Te Quiero Mucho, that disintegrates into a braying of barnyard animals. He has a Mexican pop star, Patty Cantu, who usually sings soulful love songs in Spanish, appearing on a hip-hop tune in English.
It's hard to understand when there's trouble.
Even the title of the new album, Soy Sauce, is a play on words. Lara says he wanted to create an album with multiple layers to it, and the title is part of that. It can be read either in English or Spanish, but the meanings are completely different. In Spanish, Soy Sauce means I'm a willow tree.
And I love this poetic image of being a willow and being with a lot of wisdom and life. But at the same time, I love to be a sticky, salty soy sauce.
During the day, the 33-year-old Lara is an executive at EMI Records in Mexico City. He's in charge of signing acts from throughout Latin America. He says he tries to keep his art and his day job separate, but he's obviously well-connected in the music business. For instance, one of the members of the Beastie Boys turns up on his new album. Probably the oddest song on Soy Sauce is a cover of the Rolling Stones' Bittersweet Symphony in Spanish, backed by a mariachi band. Soy Sauce is the third album from the Mexican Institute of Sound. Raul Rulo David, the programming director at Reactor 105.7, the local rock station, says it's Lara's best so far, but his praise doesn't extend to the Rolling Stones cover.
It's funny enough, it's played on mariachi. You don't have to sing it like you're drunk. I mean, it's over the top. It's a joke over the joke. It's pushing it too hard. I hated it, but some reviewers seem to like it. I hate it.
Rulo, however, thinks there are other songs on the album that are brilliant. And he says Camilo Lara is a unique force on the Mexico City music scene. One of the other DJs at the station, Evaristo Corona, says Lara's albums are surprising and fresh.
He's retaking a lot of traditional sounds, but combining them with a lot of pop and with hip-hop. And he's doing, he's crafting sounds that no one else is doing. So that's really important for us because he's an original musician.
Some of the sounds are whimsical. There's a little karate chop yelp that shows up in the middle of the song Karate Kid 2. Some of the sounds are political. In his bedroom studio, he has stacks of vinyl records of political speeches from the 50s and 60s. Snippets of applause or Mexican politicians making promises pop up in his remixes. But Lara never takes himself too seriously, and the most popular song off Soy Sauce is a bilingual call to get out on the dance floor. Jason Bobian, NPR News. Mexico City.
It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Well, what some people refer to as flyover country is for others a destination. They've come from Europe and South America, and they're shown the sights by Ag Tour Illinois. The tour includes stops in Chicago, Champaign County, and the Quad Cities. Two guests join me in the studio this afternoon to tell us more about Ag Tour Illinois. They are Margo McInnes and Angela Ingerson.
Hello.
And Margo is the director of sales for the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. Angela is deputy executive director, tourism director for the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to the two of you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you, Celeste.
So how was Ag Tour Illinois founded? Margo?
Actually, there's a history that goes back a little bit beyond Ag Tours Illinois. Individually, Angela and I were promoting professional ag tours to internationals. And then we were at a trade show about 3 years ago, and we were both talking about it, and all of a sudden the idea was born, you know, we should really marry these two ideas together. We both have a lot to offer, but on different levels. Clearly, you know, Champaign County has the University of Illinois, College of Aces, Soybean Institute. They have a lot of technical farms. I've got John Deere, and I've got a lot of family farms. And what we were finding is that a lot of farmers, cooperatives, farm bureaus, agricultural businesses within the world were wanting to come to the United States to learn from our farmers and to go to our universities and learn more of how we are planting our seeds and marketing our product and things like that. And we tried it out about 2.5 years ago at a trade show, and it was such a huge hit that we decided we needed to brand ourselves. And because we are funded through the state of Illinois' international grant program, we knew Illinois needed to be in the title, and that's how we came up with Ag Tours Illinois. So.
Okay. So this is essentially an operation aimed at professionals, people who are in agribusiness or who are in academe, who are scholars of all things agriculture.
They could be scholars. They could be farmers. They could be owners of cooperatives. They could be farm bureaus or even FFA, but on the international version. So it's basically those types of groups. A lot of times, some of the groups that we do come in contact with are French and German is our predominant area, and now South America, Brazil, Italy, Canada, China. India, all very prominent countries coming to the Midwest to learn about how we farm. What we found is that a lot of the farmers, internationally speaking, are 10 to 15 years behind us in their ag processes or in their ag education. And so they come here to learn from our farmers. They want to have one-on-one time with our local farmers.
Angela, how do people learn about Ag Tours Illinois?
Well, we just got our website up and running about 2 months ago, and we've already had well over 1,000 hits on it. Margo kind of keeps track on that, on exactly, you know, how many hits we're getting, but we're very proud of the fact that now they can go on and our itinerary comes up, and then our contact information is on there. We also work with a receptive operator out of Chicago. It's called Chicago's Meetings and More, and Christine Moyer is a receptive operator, so she actually is the is one of the first contacts that if they're interested in coming to the United States and doing Ag Tours Illinois, they contact Christine, and she works with them and sets up the tour for them. And but Margo and I go to trade shows. Again, we're funded by the state of Illinois through the International Grant Program, so we go to some of the major trade shows. Pow Wow is one of them. It's put on by the Travel Industry of America. It brings in close to 3,000 international tour operators. And we make appointments. So before we go to the trade show, we set up appointments. They're 20-minute appointments with the tour operators. And so we go to the trade show and meet with tour operators that are interested, that have groups that are interested in this type of agriculture itinerary.
Okay. Are other states doing something like this?
Well, they are, but we have found out going to the trade shows that we've had these operators come up and say, we have not found anyone that it has put a multiple day, you know,
comprehensive
itinerary. You can go to other states or, you know, throughout Illinois and get little bits and pieces, but to actually have an itinerary that can be up from a 5 to 7 day.
And our itinerary is currently in 6 languages. It's offered. So it is in English, French, German, Mandarin, Portuguese, and Spanish. And that's the one thing we're finding from talking to the tour operators at these trade shows and when they call us because they found our website, is that we're the only place that offers that many languages for such a comprehensive program.
And plus our receptive operator, how many languages?
She speaks three languages, French, Spanish, and English. And then she also has staff who is multilingual in other languages. So they basically can walk the walk and talk the talk when it comes to an international phone call of interest.
Very good. So how long is a tour?
It actually can be as long or as short as need be. It basically is all done specifically according to the client's need. This program is 7 days. It's a sample itinerary. So basically what they do is they call and say, we have interest in only corn, only soy, only cattle, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to come for the Farm Progress Show. We see an abundant amount of internationals. In 2.5 days, the Quad Cities and Champaign County alone had over 300 Brazilians in our area, all through our Ag Tours Illinois program. That did not include French, Canadian, German, South American, Brazil, Mexico, Italy, and all the other countries who were here over the 4 days.
Yeah.
For Farm Progress. So it depends on what they want.
Now, since you've been in existence, how many people have been on a tour?
Well, I can tell you, I just recently ran these numbers, actually, for the state of Illinois. And the first 2 years before we became Ag Tours Illinois, I had booked 11 international tours. Now, those are tours that specifically came through my Convention and Visitors Bureau. In the last 2 years that Angela and I have been in partnership, we have booked 56 international tours. That has more than quadrupled those numbers compared to the first 2 years. So this partnership is very strong on a national and international level.
And when they come, they stay for multiple nights. And that's as far as being with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, that is our main goal, is to get people to come to our area and, you know, stay multiple days.
At the end of the experience, what do the travelers have to say about what they've seen, and do they let us know, do they let you know how they're going to make use of what they've learned back home?
Actually, they do respond to us through our receptive in Chicago. A lot of them do call her and let her know this was, you know, a great tour. We really appreciate this. Or this was a great stop, but if you could incorporate more next time. And what we're finding is we're getting a lot of repeat visitors. You would think once a farmer comes and see the farm once that that's mm-hmm. enough. And it's not. They want to come back and continue to pick their mind and learn more from them. You know, they only have maybe a couple hours on the farm, or maybe they're just doing a day trip. There are times where the international group is in Chicago for a completely different reason, and they might just come down for the day to Champaign, go to the Soybean Institute. We got a French group doing that, and then they're going right back to Chicago. So, you know, it depends on what their needs are, but we've had very positive feedback. Last year we had a group of Italians try the Ag Tours Illinois for the first time. That was such a popular tour that he booked a second tour that year, and this year he has now booked three.
Very interesting. Now, this sounds great. And when you came in and sat down, I said, is this something I could do? And he said, no. But there might be someday in the near future I might be able to do this. My
Absolutely.
Family might be able to do this. It would be a completely different kind of experience, but it sounds like there's a lot of potential here.
There's a great potential for it, actually. The great thing about Ag Tours Illinois and the reason why it was created is for professional ag tours. And quite honestly, it would bore you and your husband and your family because it is on such a technical level. However, Jan Costner, the deputy of tourism for the state of Illinois, did ask us that because our ag tours are so popular on a professional level, can we kind of bring it down a little bit and include more of our wineries and more of our farmers markets and create more of a leisure traveler or a family experience?
Mm-hmm.
And so that is another reason why I'm down here today, as Angela and I were just working on that today. She's got a lot of great opportunities here in this area, you know, with all the variety of things that are offered to the internationals. But also, it will now be opened up on a smaller scale.
I think it would be good for all of us to know what life is like on the farm today. Yeah,
right.
So
that's a great,
and
Chicago actually has that, the farm and the zoo at Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
And you can also learn more about that at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Okay.
They have an ag department.
Very good. We've got to wrap it up now. Margo McInnes is the Director of Sales for the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Angela Ingerson is Deputy Executive Director, Tourism Director for the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And they've been instrumental in getting Ag Tours Illinois set up and established here in the state of Illinois. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Earth and sky.
Nanotechnology is an enabling technology that has the potential to revolutionize agriculture and food systems in the U.S. and the world.
You're listening to Norman Scott of Cornell University. Scott says he's trying to make our food supply safer through nanotechnology, the control of matter at the atomic scale.
Let's take in a case of